I won't go through this particular, well, it's sort of trivial actually. So if I come back to chemistry, I explained why I wanted to solve eigenvalues problems in chemistry. You essentially get matrix problems for the same reason that you do for computational electromagnetics. They come from solving the differential equations of chemistry after you do expansions in terms of various functions. So that gives you matrix equations just as it did in computational electromagnetics. The other thing you do get matrix multiplications. Chemistry is about the only problem where you get full matrix multiplication. And you don't usually get that as the full part of the problem, but if you have an expansion in terms of one set of functions, and you wish to change the set of functions which you want to expand in terms of, which is called changing the basis set, which you actually often want to do in chemistry, because the different basis sets are appropriate at different times, you will find out if you track through the indices that corresponds to full matrix multiplication.